This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, listen, this is the best thing I've heard in a very long time, right?
Okay.
Now, this has been sent to me by a friend of mine in America, and apparently it's kind of been doing the rounds, right? It's about this bloke called Darren. Now, Darren did some online dating, and this is what he said about himself in his profile, okay?
Okay.
Cute, tall, and funny. That best describes me. I own a management consulting firm assisting financial institutions with regulatory issues. I travel extensively for business and pleasure. So, we're thinking from that he's quite well off, really, aren't we?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Sounds great to me.
You think he sounds nice?
Yeah.
As soon as she heard man.
So, Darren asks out this girl called Joanne on the dating site, and they go to a place called China Grill in New York. And this is a really, really posh New York restaurant. Okay. Really nice. So, they have their meal, and at the end of the meal, Joanne offers to pay half. Let's go Dutch, yeah?
All right, yeah. Yeah.
Darren refuses and says, no, it's all right, I'll get this one. So Darren pays the bill at the end of the evening, right?
Very good of him.
Yeah. A gentleman, I think.
A gentleman, that's exactly it.
Now, this is when things start to get a little bit weird. She apparently said that she'd call him and she didn't.
Oh.
I know. It happens, though, don't it? So Darren must get the idea that Joanne probably didn't like him that much. So he presumes that there won't be another date after that one.
Quite right.
What do you do?
I'd just be very angry and very hurt. I'd probably fire off a very stroppy email to her. And I do have my odd stroppy moments.
No.
Yeah, I'd send her a really stroppy email.
What would you do, Laura?
Well, what do you want her to do? Do you want her to ring him up and say, you know, we had a really nice meal, but you know what? I really don't want to go out with you again.
Yes.
You just leave it, don't you?
No, that's manners.
Okay, this is what Darren did, right? Darren emails Joanne asking her to send him $50 for her portion.
Yes!
For her portion of the dinner.
No way.
This is absolutely true, right? This is what he said on his email. Sorry things didn't work out. I guess you changed your mind. Here is my address for the $50. Take care, Darren.
Top man.
He's not bitter,
no,
is he?
That's top. Unbelievable. You don't do that.
She's been rude enough not to get back in touch with him. Good lad.
Well, but it's $50.
Then
I have my money back, please.
She might learn in future to be a bit more polite to people and not treat men like dirt.
Well, I think it's strange. Anyway, Joanne thinks he is a bit weird, as I do. So she doesn't really do anything. She just kind of leaves it. So what happens next? Darren calls her and leaves this voicemail.
Hey, Joe and Darren. Look, I was hoping you were going to do the right thing here. Disappointed, but I'm hoping you're going to turn around and do the right thing because I don't want to really keep calling you and emailing you and, you know, issuing you a summons, but it's your call for $50. I suggest you do the right thing. You ate the food, you drank the wine. You said you were going to call. You never called. It's been 2.5 weeks, so what do you want me to do? You know? You took advantage as far as I can see, and so, you know, my policy, it's, you know, first date, we go Dutch. You said you wanted to go out a second time, so I picked up the bill. End of story, but you never called me back after 2.5 weeks, so I'm asking for the money, and so I'm hoping you're going to do the right thing. Just get it done, drop it in the mail, and say sayonara, which is what I'm hoping you're going to do. Do the right thing here. Don't take advantage of people. You ate the food. You drank the wine. You didn't call back in 2.5 weeks. Do the right thing. Bye.
I love that. Do the right thing.
I mean, he does go on a bit, doesn't he? And did he mention summons in there as well?
Yeah.
Yeah. Might be a bit, but, you know, he's getting his message across.
He's laying it on thick, isn't he?
You ate the food, you drank the wine.
You ate the food, you drank the wine. Do the right thing.
So he wants her to do the right thing.
Yeah, brilliant.
That's not what you do, is it? A girl doesn't want to go out with you, so you send her the bill.
He'd paid the dinner. She hasn't got back in touch. She's rude. She ought to pay some of the money.
Right, so Joanne goes to work and finds yet another email saying, Joanne, I wanted to follow up on my email and called to you last night to ensure that you receive my messages for the $50. Please acknowledge by replying to this email that you will be sending me the $50. I hope you understand from my point of view. Thanks, Darren. So then Joanne sends an email back to Darren. Darren, I had every intention of calling you and meeting to go out, but your email has completely turned me off and I find it extremely tacky. I will not be sending you any money since I offered that night to pay and you told me no, that you would take care of it. Please do not call me or send me another email. I would rather not hear from you at all. And for future reference, in the dating world, you may want to rethink the tacky approach about asking someone for money like that. Perhaps that's why you haven't met anyone or have seen them again. Ouch.
Oh. Exactly.
So, then, it goes on. Darren emails back, cutting and pasting his credit card bill onto the email with the words, "Do the right thing, Joanne." Then, it gets even better. Then, 4 hours later, she gets another answer phone message.
Hey, Joan, this is Darren calling. Calling to follow up on my email to you. I'm going to, you know, flesh this out and, you know, reach out to your employer and issue the summons. And, you know, I'm going to call you down to court. So it's your call. My next call is going to be down to your employer. And I'm going to be going down to the courthouse very soon, probably within the next few days, and issuing the summons.
End of message.
Right. So he's now going to issue a summons and take her to court for the $50, and he's going to contact her employer. What the hell good is that
going to
do?
I am starting to think he's maybe going slightly over the top at this point, but even so, if only she'd got in touch with him.
Anyway.
This wouldn't be happening.
She sent an email saying, back to him, "You seemed like a nice guy, but after your voicemails, you have now entered the world of a first-class creep. If you choose to go ahead with your threats, then I will be more than happy to notify the proper authorities and get a restraining order. I will also let your clients and employees know about your erratic and bizarre behaviour." Right, so you'd think that would really scare him off, yeah?
Yeah.
Nope.
"John, this is Darren's calling. Not right what you did. And so I'm not going to be taken advantage of, and so I'm not going to let it go. And so it's your call whether you want to pay up voluntarily or not, but I will be reaching out to your boss. It's your call, and I will be issuing a summons to your job for the money. So you ate the food, you drank the wine, you know, kindly pay your dinner. Bye."
I love that.
"You ate the food, you drank the wine. Kindly pay your dinner."
Oh, dear.
Right, okay. 28 minutes later, he calls again, and this time, he's called the restaurant.
"Hey, sorry for any inconvenience. This is Darren calling. I just got off the phone with the general manager of China Grill. I asked the person to reach out to you directly, and you can just, you know, take it as you wish. If you want to settle the matter directly with China Grill, and pay half of your share, it's probably the best way to go. So the person will be calling you up, hopefully, you know, by end of day today. As you said, you offered to pay once, twice, so do it, you know, put some money where your mouth is. Look, I'm looking to settle this nicely, but, you know, do the right thing. Bye."
End of message.
Do the right thing, Joanne. So now he is trying to settle things nicely.
"Look, I'm looking to settle this nicely, but, you know, do the right thing."
So, then, are you still following this?
Yeah, I'm still there, yeah.
Then she gets this message.
"Hi, Joanne, this is Carol Serena, the GM at China Grill. I understand there was a discrepancy with the bill today that we want to split it between you and your friend Darren. If you could call me back at 212-88, I'd greatly appreciate it, and we'll get this all settled and taken care of. Thank you."
So they're as confused as the rest of us are, right? Yeah. So Joanne calls the restaurant and explains, and to be fair, to give them their dues, they tell her not to worry about the bill and offer her a free drink. And that is the last we've heard from Darren.
Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, I've just found this out. What? You know, the Darren story in the meal, right? The whole meal came to $107.83, okay. Right? Now, Darren, at the end of the meal, left a $20 tip. So he's actually only asking for $50.
Whereas, so that comes to what, $127.83. So he could, really, in all honesty, ask for $64.
If he's been really,
if he wanted to be harsh,
I still think it's.
So he's actually
amazing.
He's being quite fair by only asking for $50.
Yeah, whatever.
Of course he is.
Hello, Radio One.
Hello.
Hello. What are you saying?
I'm saying that Joanne is a lying little scamp.
Oh, that's a bit harsh.
No, well, it's true. Like, he's trying his best. He's going out on a date with her. He's doing his business. He turns around and says to her, OK, will you come on a second date with me? Is it all going well? She's lied and said yes. So I think that she shouldn't have lied and she should pay up.
So you think that she should pay the $50?
I think she should pay the full 67 or whatever it is.
Well, she ate the food, she drank the wine, so she should do the right thing.
She should do
the right thing.
Exactly.
I don't really agree. Hello, Radio 1.
Hello.
Hello, what are you saying?
A couple of years ago, I went out on a date with this guy, went out for dinner, and didn't really work out, so I sort of let him know and said, oh no, I don't think we should go out again. And a few days later, I got a text from him asking for my half of the bill.
So this has happened to you?
Yeah.
Right, and how long after the meal did you get the bill through?
I think it was a few days afterwards.
And he sent it by a text?
Yeah, just text me and said it was £35 for dinner, so it wasn't really expensive for dinner, and, you know, I want £17.
So what did you do?
I actually just sent the cheque because I was that annoyed that it didn't
You paid it!
I did, I was so annoyed, and I kind of regretted it afterwards, but I was like, if he's going to be that petty about it, fine, you can have the money if it's that important to him.
That is unbelievable.
I was a student and he had quite a good job at the time as well.
Well, to be honest, though...
Yeah.
You ate the food, you drank the wine, kindly pay your dinner.
And you did.
Radio One podcast. The Scott Mills Daily. 0777-756-408.
It's the number every Radio 1 listener should have in their phone. 0777-756-408. It's the flirt divert number. Gets you out of all sorts of trouble, believe me.
And every Radio 1 DJ after your performance over the weekend.
That didn't mean to happen. I didn't mean that to happen at all.
Hi, Scott. It's Bernie. Bernie Nolan, by the way. My mobile is 0-4. All right, I hope you're well and recovered from our terrible night of nerves. Speak to you soon. Bye.
Right, that was Bernie Nolan off of the Nolans and off the bill.
You should explain why you had a terrible night of nerves, because otherwise people could misinterpret that.
Well, I went on Mastermind with Bernie on Friday night, and it was very scary. And I did have some wine to take the edge off after the show, and may have given her the flirt divert number. She wanted to come on and talk about her one-woman show in Blackpool, which I was very happy for her to do, but slipped to the wrong number by mistake.
Right.
So, yeah. Right, what's all this about? Listen to this.
Hi, Michelle, it's Gary. Just wanted to thank you and your mum for last night. Give us a bell, maybe we can hook up again sometime. Bye.
Right, so she gave him the flirt divert number, not her mum. But why? What do you think they did together? I think maybe a nice meal somewhere or something.
Do you think?
Hi, Michelle, it's Gary. Just wanted to thank you and your mum for last night.
Maybe he paid the bill... And then she said, oh, next time I'll pick it up. So imagine what the message is going to be next.
Maybe they all play bridge together.
Do people still do that?
I think they do. Their mothers do, don't they?
I know it is.
The mum thing.
It's like the Darren thing earlier.
You ate the food, you drank the wine, do the right thing.
Now, here's an angry person. Not happy at all.
Martin, you've had it. I've just turned up at our lady's address, right, with my 3-tonne of horse manure, like you ordered, and she don't know nothing of it, you
Oh, the japes. So Martin's done that whole, like you do, ordering 3 tonnes of horse manure thing and then told him a wrong address to send it to.
Oh, I like that.
What a card. Now, this one is quite concerning.
Hi, darling. Just noticed that there's blood all over the bathroom floor. I'm just checking you're okay. All right, give me a call. Bye.
Right, okay. So, obviously, they don't know each other that well because... Well, I think what's happened is that they've spent maybe a date together and then the night at his place.
Right.
He's woken up in the morning, right?
She's gone.
Yeah, and finds blood on the bathroom floor.
There's blood all over the bathroom floor. I'm just checking you're okay.
Now, he's been given the flirt divert number. She's not returning his calls. He has no idea why.
And we're playing it out.
Yeah.
There's blood all over the bathroom floor. I'm just checking you're okay.
So we should take the police. 0777 576 408. Get Bernie Nolan on the case. She's in the
police. She's in the bill, isn't she?
Yeah.
Blood all over the bathroom floor. I'm just checking you're okay.
She might be a completely innocent explanation.
There's blood all over the bathroom floor. I'm just checking you're okay.
I don't think it's a murder. I don't think we need to call Bernie Nolan off the bill. I think it's
things that you and me don't understand. I see.
Now this.
There's blood all over the bathroom floor. I'm just checking you're okay.
Slightly reminds me of that story. Do you remember? It was a while ago now from one of our listeners. The girl who went back to the bloke's house for the night, and then in the morning, while he was still asleep, went to the loo before she left and did a big poo.
Oh, yes.
Remember that one?
Yes, I do remember that.
And it wouldn't flush. So, being a lady, she fished it out and put it in a plastic bag with the intention of, as soon as she left the flat, putting it in the bin outside. And then she gets outside and the door shuts behind her, and when she got outside, she remembers she's left the bag of poo on the on the kitchen table and a note saying, thanks for a lovely evening.
Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily. This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1.